Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to get started on the teleconference. Again, the topic of discussion for this month is branding. And one of the reasons why I actually wrote a report for this exclusively for Member Solutions is because I had the Schumann Concepts event back in September. And, of course, we invited Joe Galea, president of Member Solutions, to attend the event. It was a fantastic weekend-long event, and we discussed all kinds of different topics, from staff development to teaching children to marketing, which is something that we're finding here in St. Petersburg. Our marketing plan, our marketing campaigns are starting to be very strong. One of the reasons why our marketing campaigns are so strong is because we really hit the nail on the head as far as branding goes in our community. With that said, I wanted to invite all of our Schumann Concept members into my school so that they can see firsthand what I mean. In our school at On the Mat Martial Arts in St. Petersburg, Florida, our logo is everywhere in our school. We have welcome mats, we at both entrances. We have our logo painted all the way across the wall. We have it on all of our uniforms. As many places as we can put it, we put it. Not only do we have our logo everywhere, but we've really established a quality and a value to our logo. For example, when you think of Nike, well, of course, you think of sports apparel or sports equipment, but you don't just think of sports apparel or sports equipment. You think of high-quality sports apparel and equipment. So when you see that little swoosh logo, you're thinking beyond just the name of the company and the product that they serve. The same thing with Harley-Davidson. You're thinking of high-quality motorcycles. When you think of Mercedes, you're thinking of luxury vehicles. So all of these companies have done a fantastic job to be able to take a logo and a name and attach more than just a logo and the name, attach a value to it. And I think that that's something that martial arts school owners are really starting to pick up on. As a matter of fact, after the event, I had so many of our Schumann Concept members contact me in regards to ways that they can add branding into their school. So for the past few months, I've been spending a lot of time working with these school owners, helping them establish a brand in their community, and it's working out really well. Just to give you another example of how powerful branding is in our community, I just went to the Great American Teach-In this morning, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I actually had to do 3 back-to-back Yes, I Can speeches. When I went to the actual event, I had a couple of kids who I was talking to before the event, and one of the girls said, read my patch, and said, on the mat. She said, you're the school that has those T-shirts that say Got Kicks. And it was interesting that she was able to remember that we do have T-shirts that say Got Kicks, kind of like Got Milk. They're all over our community. We've given them out at birthday parties. Our students have purchased them. We give them out at all of our events and activities. And I thought that that was really cool. Another teacher came up to me and said, on the mat martial arts, you're in Eagles Park Shopping Center. And I said, yes. She goes, you're the school that has the programs broken down by the different ages. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, we do. She said that she had a 7-year-old daughter and she wanted some information. So I gave her a card. That's another way that our branding has worked really well in our community. People, when they hear our name in our area, they're thinking not just that we're a martial arts school. They're thinking that they know that we're an age-appropriate martial arts program. They know that we have a very nice school. It's very clean. It's high quality. And it was kind of interesting because, well, before I actually began my school speeches, I was talking with, like I said, a lot of the kids, and several of the kids said they do martial arts. And believe it or not, the majority of the students that I talked to and said, well, which school do you go to? And they say, well, I don't know, but my instructor's name is Mr. So-and-so. They don't even know the name of their school. All of our students know the name of our school, On the Mat Martial Arts. So that can be a big difference in your marketing campaign as well. So what I did for you guys is I wrote out a comprehensive report. It was sent out last month in October. Of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of this teleconference, if you did not receive the report, go ahead and email me at melody@schumannconcepts.com, and I'll send the report to you. But in the report, I actually created a step-by-step method on how you can actually brand your martial arts business. So I'm going to go ahead and get started on each of these steps, and hopefully it will help take your business into a whole new level of marketing. Step one, the first thing you need to do is identify your brand. Instead of just saying we are a kung fu school, or we are a taekwondo school, or we're an XYZ school in our community, try to identify what makes your particular school different than any other martial arts school, or actually, as a matter of fact, any other sports or activity in your community. If you can list out all the other martial arts schools and all the other sports and activities, and list out all the benefits, and then list out all the benefits that you have, and cross out all the ones that are similar, whatever you have left is what's called your USP, your unique selling point. And hopefully it's something fantastic. If it is something fantastic, that just means that your branding power is going to be that much stronger. For example, at On the Mat Martial Arts, we offer age-appropriate training. Every single one of our programs are broken by age. We have 3- and 4-year-olds, 5- and 6-year-olds, 7- to 9-year-olds, 10- to 14-year-olds, and 15 and up. We do not mix and match all of our students together. We do not offer family classes or open classes for multiple age groups to train together. With that said, that has really given us a USP compared to all the other martial arts schools and activities in our area. So we have branded, when you hear On the Mat Martial Arts or people talk about On the Mat Martial Arts, one of the first things I want them to recognize is that we offer age-specific training. So that's basically how we identify our brand. So what you want to do is ask yourself, what makes our school special compared to other schools, sports, and activities in our community? Are you the only traditional martial arts school in your area? Are you the oldest martial arts school in the area? Are you the only after-school martial arts program in your area? All these different things that help you stand out. Identify as many as you can. Find the one that really hits home as far as benefits and value goes, and you have identified what your brand is. After you do that, the next step is to establish your presence. And presence is just basically what people think about you in your community. If somebody were to ask you, what do your members say, or what do your students say, or what do people say when they hear your name? If you cannot answer that, then you don't really have a strong presence. And now is the time to start to establish a really good presence in your area. We branded our school to be the go-to business for high-quality customer service. We also have branded ourselves to be the go-to school for skill-based curriculums. We've branded ourselves for having a very nice, clean school. Our programs generate significant results. And another thing that we've really branded in our area is that we throw the best events than any other school or any other sport in our community. Our birthday parties are top-notch. We get calls from non-students on a daily basis who want to run birthday parties at our school. We're sold out until March for our birthday parties. Our open houses, our fun weeks, our bowling days, our movie days, everything that we do, we go the extra mile for our customers, for our members, and for our guests. And it really has made a big difference. So again, ask yourself, what do members say when they're talking about your martial arts business? If you can answer this question, you've established a branding presence. Now, one way that you can start to establish a branding presence is by communicating with all of your parents, all of your students on a daily basis. Of course, making sure that you put together the best customer service and events possible for your members so that they become raving fans. And then listen to what makes your members happy and what you can do to better service their needs. In other words, you don't want to put half of the effort into your birthday parties or in your special events. You don't want to cut corners. You want to try to go that extra mile. If you do, it can make a big difference in the presence in your community, as I mentioned. For example, when we do our marketing material, whether it's our fun week tickets, our referral cards, our VIP cards, our brochures, our flyers, everything we do, we have a professional graphic designer who actually puts our material together. We do full color, front and back, on the highest quality cardstock that we possibly can. We really do put a little extra money into our marketing material because we want to brand ourselves as a very high-quality martial arts business. Even our website is nothing but high quality. We didn't quickly put something together to have it up there. We made sure that we went way out of our way. We had hired a professional guy to create our website. And he did a really good job, and that really helps make a big difference in our presence. Now, presence isn't just about what people say when they think about you. It's about the percentage of people who know not just where your business is or what you teach, but, of course, what your business is branding. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you think about your presence in the community, what is it? Think about it for a second. I can honestly say right now we haven't even been open for 2 years. As a matter of fact, our 2-year anniversary is March of 2007. But I can honestly say that when I think about my branding presence in my community, we're probably about an 8 or a 9. which means that 8 people or 9 people out of 10 have heard about us, have seen us, or have some kind of inclination of what our martial arts business is all about. Because we do a really good job of branding our business, and also we do a really good job of getting the word out. So let's go ahead and let's talk about step number 3 to help you really maximize the benefits of your brand. You want to make sure that you connect your logo to your brand. Okay, on the mat martial arts, age-specific programs, high-quality customer service, birthday parties, all those things, yes, that's what we do. But we want people to think of all those things I just mentioned when they see our logo. When we got our logo done, we went way out of our way. We hired a graphic designer to create our logo. He probably created about 5 logos that we didn't like. We asked him to keep going and pushing for more logos. He said if he was going to design more logos, he was going to have to charge us more. We said, let's go for it. We paid more so that we can get more designs. And I'm glad we did, because what we finally came up with was really, really cool. If you haven't seen my On the Mat martial arts logo, you can go ahead and check it out on our school website at onthematna.com. It's a really cool logo. As a matter of fact, our lighted sign, we had the option. Do we want to just spell out On the Mat and have it hanging in front of our business? Or do we want to go way out of our way and do the On the Mat logo? We decided to do the On the Mat logo. It's really made a big difference. It's very cool. It's very catchy. It turns heads. And people have complimented our logo in our many different occasions. So I recommend that one of the next things that you do after you identify what your brand is, identify what your presence is to create a very cool, high-quality, cutting-edge logo. There are many different places that you can go out there. I would just recommend you jump on the Internet and search around for different graphic designers to find somebody who will do it. Make sure it's cutting edge, make sure it's cool, and then, of course, the colors that you use in your logo, make sure they're consistent in your school. For example, our colors are blue, black, and white. So our mats are blue, our walls are painted white, our lettering is all in black all over the school, our T-shirts are black, the uniform colors that we use have our logo colors in them. All those things definitely make a big difference. Now, what you also want to do is remember that the logo is going to represent your brand. And when I say represent your brand, again, I'm talking about when somebody sees the On the Mat Martial Arts logo, they're thinking age-specific programs, fantastic birthday parties, high-quality customer service, just cutting-edge innovations all the way across the board. So what you want to do is you want to start to build that kind of identity in your area. You know, one of the examples that I was giving is when you see the Member Solutions logo, what are you thinking? Are you thinking it's just another tuition billing company? Or you're thinking it's a tuition billing company with benefits, such as high-quality customer service, great consulting. All those things you recognize when you see the logo, and I bet you that's why you're a member. Just like I brought up with Nike, when you look at Nike, you don't just think sports apparel. You think of high-quality sports apparel. When you look at Mercedes, you don't just think of another vehicle. You think of a high-quality vehicle. So when you're putting together your logo, keep in mind that's what you want to do. Whatever your identity is, you want your logo to try to express that somehow. It's not easy, but if you can do it and you can figure it out, I guarantee it will make a big difference in your marketing campaign. Which leads me to step number 4, launching a marketing campaign that makes your brand stand out. A good marketing campaign can only be fully effective with the strategic use of branding. That's something that I always talk about. And I even say that you almost need to be a genius these days to do marketing. About 10 years ago, maybe even not even 10 years ago, about 7 years ago, I remember being at NatMar conferences, getting on stage and boasting about how my marketing budget was only $500 per month. That was then, this is now. We are in a new generation, a cutting-edge generation. Competition is everywhere. Competition is fierce. And you need to be fierce back if you want to have a successful business in this particular industry. So make sure that when you put together your marketing campaign, not only does your brand stand out, but it needs to stand out on a consistent basis. As I always say in every single Member Solutions teleconference, in every single Member Solutions report I do, the 10-time theory is very important, which means that somebody needs to hear about your business 10 times, or somebody needs to be hit square on the head 10 times by your marketing message before they begin to take advantage of your services. So you want to ask yourself, how many times has the average person in my community heard about my brand? You answer that question, and you know how powerful your marketing campaign is. So keep in mind, when you do your marketing campaign, you want to hit advertising, which is direct mail, website placing, branding or your logo and your image on your vehicles, advertising as far as promotional items, such as T-shirts and magnets and pencils and so forth, advertising such as having VIP cards, postcard flyers, referral cards, holiday specials, banners, signage, all that is advertising. You also want to have networking, which is other businesses in your community that help support you. Networking, for example, was in local Catholic schools. We just did a fall festival last weekend. The fact that they brought us, had us come in on stage really showed an impact. If this Catholic school, this private school is endorsing our business, it must be pretty good. That's the power of networking. When we run child safety seminars or any kind of events in our school that are for our community, we always get local businesses to help endorse it. That's about power of networking, too. For example, if we just run a free child safety seminar, okay, well, that sounds very interesting. But if we say we're Unimagined Martial Arts is hosting a free child safety seminar sponsored by the Heart and Vascular Institute of St. Petersburg, that just shows you that this institute finds our program or finds our seminar so important that they actually put money into it to help promote it. That's what networking is all about. Getting businesses to pass out your flyers, getting businesses to hang your posters, those are all part of networking. Other things that you want to do in your guerrilla marketing campaign include publicity. You want to do community service events. Get out there. Do car washes. We have a food drive this month. Next month we have a toy drive. For back-to-school season, we had the back-to-school supply drive so that we can do press releases and gain exposure. Other things that you could do to gain exposure is school speeches. Like I said, today, this morning, all morning, I was at the Great American Teach-In at Madeira Beach Elementary, spreading my Yes, I Can message, talking about the power of saying yes, I can over quitting or giving up. All those things are good publicity for me and for our business. Make sure that within your marketing campaign, you are hitting customer service twice as hard as you're hitting any other area of your marketing. What I mean by that, you want to make sure that your school is always very, very clean. That's customer service, and believe it or not, guys, that is marketing. You want to make sure that every single person who walks in that door is greeted somebody who is courteous, who is friendly, and who is eager to help you out and answer all of your questions and service your needs. That, guys, is powerful marketing. Everything from how clean your bathrooms are to how good your school smells, that's all customer service. Other things that you can do for customer service is throw the best birthday parties that you possibly can. I remember in my last school, I didn't do the birthday parties. I had my staff do them. And you know what? We got very limited results as far as enrollments went, and we started getting very limited amount of people who wanted to have their birthday parties. Now we have to turn people away because we have so many birthday parties booked. One of the reasons why is because I'm the one who runs the birthday parties. I put my heart and soul into it. It's that student's special day, and I want to make sure I go way out of my way to make sure that it's very special for them and also to spread a really good message about the branding of our business. Other customer service events and activities that you can do. Bowling days. We have a bowling day three times a year where we meet at the Seminole Bowling Lanes and everybody wears their Got Kicks T-shirts. It's all about just branding that Got Kicks, branding On the Mat Martial Arts. At the same time, we also do three movie days each year where we all wear our Got Kicks T-shirts. That way, we're branding our logo and we're spending time with our students. Other things that you can do. One great example that I do with my students is as they earn good grades or have very good behavior, I pick up my students and not on the Mat Hummer. And it's very good branding for the school. It's also customer service for our students. Parents love bragging about you when you go the extra mile. So I try to go the extra mile as much as I possibly can. So all of these things that I'm saying, again, go back to my message about branding. Branding has to stand out. Now, when I send out a direct mail piece, or I send out a press release, or I do a bowling day, or I do a birthday party, or whatever I do, I don't expect people to come in specifically from that one avenue of marketing. For example, I don't expect somebody to get a direct mail piece and pick up the phone right away and call. I didn't expect people to get the pumpkin passes and pick up the phone and call right away. I don't expect people to open up the newspaper and read my press release and then pick up the phone and call. What I expect is a combination of all those things to help them, motivate them to pick up the phone and call. I would prefer for people to tell me 5 things that help them hear about our business versus 1 thing. I don't want people to say, oh, I saw you on the internet, or I picked up the phone book. Not that I don't want to. Like, don't get me wrong. We all want business. But at the same time, there's nothing that makes me feel better or makes me feel more important than when I ask somebody, how did you hear my business? And they say, oh, you know, I got your direct mail. I read your press release. We saw you at the demonstration at St. Jude's Carnival. And I know a couple of people who have been there who have given me fun week tickets and referral cards, and we just didn't have the time. And finally, my daughter came home today with an automatic martial arts pencil because she went to her school and talked about, yes, I can, and she said she really wants to do it. That's what I'm looking for, and that's the power of branding. And that's what it takes really to catapult your business to the next level. So with that said, hopefully you took some fantastic notes. Hopefully you have some really good ideas, and hopefully it's motivating you to want to roll up your sleeves, reevaluate your marketing campaign, and if you are rebranding your business and you have an identity and you have a presence and you have a great logo and you have a great marketing campaign, everything I just said should just be very reassuring to you that you're doing the right thing. If you don't have an identity, you're not really sure what your presence is compared to the other schools in your community, you're not very happy with your logo, and you don't really have a marketing campaign, now you have all the information that you need to get started. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and open up this teleconference to questions, because I'm sure that some of you are interested in asking in further detail different questions about branding. So Joanne, if you wouldn't mind unlocking the teleconference. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask any questions. Okay. I believe that the teleconference is unlocked now. Does anybody who's listening in on the teleconference have any particular questions regarding branding?
Well, if nobody else goes, this is Winfred Schneider, Long Island, New York.
Okay.
My question is, if you have a limited budget, where would you invest first?
That's actually a really good question. Probably the first thing that I would invest in is my website. The reason why is because websites seems to be the number one go-to source for people who are inquiring about martial arts. Probably the second thing that I do when I had a limited budget would be investing in some kind of high-quality, tangible items that you can distribute at your events and activities and so forth, whether it is a VIP card, whether it is a referral card, or it's a 4x6 postcard that you use to pass out at your school speeches, at your public demonstrations, at your community service events, when you're out at a restaurant, giving them to your students, giving them to your networking community. Those would be the places that I would start with a limited budget. Of course, keep in mind, if you do have a limited budget and all that you can afford is a VIP card or a flyer or a referral card, then you want to focus more on the networking, the publicity, and the customer service avenues to help you build up your school so that you can have a little bit more of an advertising budget. So examples would be public demonstrations, school speeches, birthday parties, bowling days, movie days, anything that really gains your exposure that way definitely will improve your marketing power. Okay, does anybody else have any other kind of questions regarding branding? Okay, nobody else has any other questions, and I'm going to end it with a couple of final thoughts. Make sure that you do your research as far as logos go, as far as branding goes. A lot of the information that I'm giving you here is done through extensive research over the internet, but sometimes it doesn't exactly hit home until you read it other places. It's almost like the 10-time theory of having to market your business. Sometimes you have to hear branding 10 times or from 10 different areas before you really start to realize that, hey, yes, this definitely is worth the time, the energy, the money to really put forth some kind of new edge for our school and for our promotions. So do your research. Also, keep in mind that the higher quality you use in your logos, in your marketing material, definitely will make a very big difference in the success of your marketing campaign. With that said, that's what Member Solutions is here for. We are here to help you. Member Solutions, of course, is one of the best companies in the martial arts industry. They provide complimentary 20-minute consultations. There's several great consultants in the industry besides myself. They're here ready and willing to help you, help answer your questions. Even if you don't have anything specific, I always recommend that you book a 20-minute consultation just to start to bounce ideas off. You never know what kind of ideas you're going to pick up. Also, Member Solutions provides you with other high-quality marketing pieces, the holiday flyer that's out, the newsletters. Make sure you're utilizing all of these tools to help you improve your martial arts business. And if you're looking for more specific marketing results, advertising tools, don't forget to check out Schumann Concepts. We have VIP cards, referral cards, brochures, already customized or already designed for you to help you get started. If you're not a Schumann Concepts member and you still would like to see an example of our VIP cards or our referral cards, our brochures, our fun week tickets, or any kind of marketing, you can go ahead and email me. I'd be more than happy to send you over a sample. My email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at SchumannConcepts.com. That's SchumannConcepts.com. Of course, like I said, guys, branding is something that I believe is going to be a huge, huge factor in 2007. I foresee a large majority of martial arts businesses starting to reevaluate their marketing campaigns, reevaluate their logos, reevaluate how they approach marketing, and are going to get into that branding. So you can take advantage of this revolution that a lot of martial arts schools are doing. The results are measurable. The results are there. I'm working with plenty of schools right now who have said one of the best things that they could have did this year was create a new logo, give their school a makeover, identify their unique selling point, establish a presence, and hit it really hard in their community. Those are all things that make a big difference in your martial arts business. Of course, you want to make sure on the back end that you have cutting-edge curriculums that generate maximum results. Make sure that what you do is unique and different from all the other schools in the area, especially if you're in a highly competitive market with lots of martial arts schools. I've got over 20 martial arts schools in my area that I definitely draw from the same market, but at the same time, I really pride myself that we have some of the best students in our community that we can ask for. One of the reasons why is because we do it through branding. So hopefully you guys are very motivated. Hopefully I will be talking with you guys shortly, either via email or via a 20-minute consultation. If you have any additional questions, please do not hesitate to send me an email or contact your Member Solutions representative. I hope you guys have a great month, and I will talk to you next month.
Thank you.